Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Covering the sports world from A to Z.
It's A to Z with Mark Zinno.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's A to Z here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Black Friday. I did some shopping this morning. Online, of course. I literally was going to go to Best Buy today.
Really?
I have this like weird tradition every year to upgrade a TV in my house and just go get a Black Friday TV. Because they're so cheap. But I didn't need to this year.
So.
All my sizes are good.
So you know what's funny? I'm getting my own, I'm moving into my own apartment soon here, and I recently got my own TV and got a Black Friday deal, an early Black Friday deal, and got like a 75-inch TV
it's
for
the way
like
to do it.
$600.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
I mean, I like, it should be an annual, for a guy, just upgrade.
My stepmom, she had some family come down. For Thanksgiving and all that, and sure enough, they left this morning, like, was up 8, 9 a.m., out the door already, we're shopping.
Yeah, well, that's aggressive, but I appreciate the effort. I really do. So, I'm not really into saving money, so I just, shop whenever I need it. I'll get around to, what do you call it, Cyber Monday as well, when it comes along. So, there is that. All right, coming up here in more than 15 minutes, we'll preview the Falcons-Commanders matchup with Joe Patrick, our Falcons reporter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, we're getting out of here at 5 o'clock. High school football show coming up here in less than an hour. It's been a lot of fun with you guys. Give us a call, 404-741-0929. Hit me up on Twitter, at Mark Zinno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. And, of course, 92.9thegame.com if you want to listen live or the Odyssey app. Now, I told you why I'd prove to you that I'm the smarter version of Dukes and Bell, and I will here, because I'm going to give you actually picks that win, okay? I've heard their pick segments. It's terrible. So I'm going to actually give out picks that win. How's that sound? Now, we'll start in college. I got 5 or 6 different college games that I'm eyeing up that are on my card right now, and how much we put on these, how much we wager, will kind of depend as we narrow things down a little bit tomorrow. Got to, obviously, with the Michigan-Ohio State game, try to find out the status of Blake Corum. But I will give you the games that that I am on today. Let's start with Michigan and Ohio State. The bottom line here is this. Even if Blake Corum plays, he's not going to be 100%. And with that, what you're asking here then is for J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback for Michigan, to be able to sort of elevate his team. Now, I know the Michigan defense is really good, but still, Ohio State's going to score, and the question is, can Michigan score? I've had problems with this Michigan offense, all season long. Here's a perspective for you. Michigan has scored 51 touchdowns on the year. J.J. McCarthy has thrown 14 of them. That's 30% of the touchdowns scored have come from the quarterback. Ohio State has scored 68 touchdowns this year. C.J. Stroud has thrown 35. That's almost 60% of the touchdowns come from the quarterback. What would you do? Give me the better quarterback. I'll lay the 7.5 with Ohio State. I know Michigan's defense is good, but it's going to take a Herculean effort from them to literally keep Ohio State out of the end zone. Iowa State, TCU. TCU, much like USC, feels like they have been playing with fire every single week as of late. TCU, in fact, hasn't won a game by more than 10 points since October 1st when they blew out Oklahoma. Every other game has been a one-score game or 10 points, and usually that 10 points comes very, very late, like it did against West Virginia. I think TCU is going to win this game. I don't think they're going to lose it at home, but Iowa State's defense is one of the best in the Big 12, one of the best in the country. And for a TCU offense as of late that really has had trouble scoring a bunch, 34 against a bad Texas Tech defense, 17 against Texas, only 29 against Baylor. I don't know if they get to more than 24 against Iowa State. Is that enough to cover a 10-point spread? Maybe not. Maybe not. So give me Iowa State plus the 10 points here. All right, continuing down the slate here, let's go to the other big game, USC-Notre Dame. USC also feels like every single game they're fighting for their lives. And with the exception of the blowout win over Colorado, four of the last five games have been a single-score game. USC comes into this game scoring at least 41 points a game in their last five. If I tell you this next, you might not believe me. Notre Dame's offense, they've scored at least 35 in five straight. How do they do it? By running the football. Now, what happened to USC as far as their defense is concerned? They've been opportunistic. They've gotten turnovers. But this is a defense that can be had. This is a defense that can be run upon. UCLA piled up 513 yards last week. That is a ton of yards. Moreover, UCLA rushed for 204. Notre Dame will be able to run the ball. They'll be able to control the clock. They'll keep Caleb Williams and USC's offense on the sidelines. I think this is Notre Dame or pass. I'll take the 5.5 points here. I think USC wins the game. In fact, I'm hoping they win the game by a field goal. But I get USC here laying 5.5. I'll take Notre Dame in the points. Next, let's go to two of my favorite. Well, before I go to my two favorite games on the schedule, I'll give you one more. Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Now, Tennessee this year, obviously, their season is over. Their quarterback is gone. They're starting a backup. Did you guys hear the rumors that went on with Tennessee this past week, why they gave up 63 to South Carolina?
Mm-mm.
I saw this. And even if there's a modicum of truth to it, it makes me want to fade Tennessee. I think fading Tennessee in this spot is good anyway, yeah. But this was a little bit added extra. Now, Clark Lee at Vanderbilt, okay, they are one game away from being bowl eligible. You know what their preseason win total was? 2.5. I mean, he's going to triple their preseason win total if he can pull off an upset here. And I think he can. Why? Here's what happened at Tennessee. Apparently, Jeremy Banks, their starting linebacker, was suspended internally last week for the South Carolina game by the coaching staff. The rumor has it that the reason for his suspension was NIL-related. And as such, the suspension bothered so many defensive players that they essentially just mailed it in last week against South Carolina. Why they got 63 dropped on them. They didn't care. They just sort of quit. We're dogging it for the whole game defensively. If there's any truth to that, you think those guys are playing tough now? They don't have Hendon Hooker. They have nothing left?
Yeah. No.
Dunzos? Vanderbilt has everything in the world to play for here. Give me Vanderbilt plus 14 with a sprinkle on the money line. This is a good spot for the Commodores. They pull off an upset of Tennessee. I don't think they've beaten him in 10 years. I mean, talk about a feather in their cap for Clark Lee. He's already had an amazing season. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, you know, I think this is a real possibility. That's just me. All right, two of my favorite games on the slate this weekend. One of them, told you about it earlier, the Iron Bowl. Auburn, Alabama. Alabama. What is the reason to lay 22 with Alabama here? This is nuts. Alabama hasn't covered big spreads all year long. Last year in the Iron Bowl, what happened? They struggled against Auburn. Cadillac Williams, the head coach for Auburn, the interim head coach, trying to fight to get this job, to keep this job. If Auburn wins, you know what they're doing? Going to a bowl game. You don't think Cadillac Williams wants to coach another game? You damn well he does. You don't think he wants a feather in the cap of beating Alabama? You damn right he does. Not only that, you have to question what's the motivation of Alabama at this point in time. They're going to know by the time they kick this thing off on Saturday what likely is going to be their fate. Like, Michigan, Ohio State should be done. There's a couple of other early games that they have. Clemson plays at 12. You know, I mean, the chances of them sneaking into the college football playoff are pretty remote, as we have laid out. So, all of that said, motivation, I think, is a factor here for Alabama. Not only that, get this. Teams that are trying to become bowl eligible, that are playing teams with better records, since 2015 have covered 61% of the time. I don't know if Auburn's going to win this thing outright. 22 points. Way too many points for Alabama to be laying here. I mean, Alabama only scored 30, whatever it was last week, against Austin Peay. I mean, maybe they didn't have to try, but that's not the way you want to see them enter into the Iron Bowl. My second favorite game of the entire week, Penn State at home against Michigan State. Penn State's laying 18 here, 18 and a half in certain spots. Michigan State is done for. I know I just gave you that scenario about Michigan State trying to become bowl eligible against teams with better records, but guess what? They have nothing. There is no motivation for this team whatsoever. Michigan State has been getting drubbed. They gave up 39 points last week to Indiana. I mean, Penn State this year has had a phenomenal year with the exception of losing to Ohio State and Michigan. On the flip side, they've covered some huge spreads over the last couple of weeks since losing to Ohio State. They've outscored their opponents 130-24. So Penn State's offense is rolling. Michigan State can't stop the run. Nicholas Singleton of Penn State should have a very, very big day. I'll lay all 18 points of Penn State here. Want to flip over to the NFL schedule? Here we go. Handful of games. One of my favorite games on the board, Tennessee Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Rematch of last year's AFC Divisional Playoff. That game where Tennessee sacked Joe Burrow, carried the two 9 times, and still lost the game because Tennessee is an idiot kicker. Mike Vrabel getting points here at home. This number is up to 2.5 now. Enough people are betting on Cincinnati, rather. Give me all of it. Listen, put Tennessee on the money line. They're winning the game outright. Cincinnati just played one of the most physical defenses in the league last week in Pittsburgh. They're going to play another physical defense this week in Tennessee. Mike Vrabel is an excellent underdog cover coach. Hate laying points with him. Don't like to do it at all. But if you're going to give me points at home at Mike Vrabel, I'm going to take every single one of them. Cincinnati is surviving, but they're a little bit lucky. So it's Cincinnati. It's Tennessee for me. And then, sorry, folks, I'm going to lay it with Washington for all the reasons we talked about before and the reasons we will talk about with Joe Patrick of 92.9 The Game, our Falcons reporter, coming up next right here on A to Z, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, online 92.9thegame.com and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When it comes to Atlanta sports, we've got you covered from A to Z.
It's A to Z with Mark Zeno on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to A to Z. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope everybody is enjoying their Black Friday shopping. I am going to enjoy the rest of this afternoon with a cold drinks and some American football. If you're into that international football, it was a, as you just heard Steven say, a draw. Yawn. Ties are like kissing your sister. Okay? Like, it's cool because it's a kiss. It's bad because it's your sister.
Absolutely. I did want to say, though, have you seen the commercial that they have with Beckham and Peyton Manning where they're arguing over whether it's called football or soccer?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a pretty good commercial. It's pretty good. And they all are bringing in their side and, like, friends that they know. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
By the way, I mean, the Mannings have now created this, like, commercial empire. I got to tell you, side note here before we get to Joe Patrick, Eli Manning is definitely the funnier Manning.
Absolutely.
Like, underrated. Like, I didn't know Eli was that funny because he was such not a funny person.
So stoic.
While he was playing.
Yeah.
Like, Peyton was doing, remember the Cut That Meat commercial with Peyton? Yeah. Cut that meat. Like, that was one of my favorites. You know, shake it off, rub some dirt on it. You know, like Peyton was great while he was playing. Eli was like nothing. He was like,
yeah, you never
watching paint dry.
You never knew what Eli was.
But
feeling
he is so funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's definitely the funnier Manning, and especially on the Manning cast too. He takes shots at his older brother
all
nonstop.
It's great.
It he's is great. Absolutely worth it. All right, Hawks play tonight. You'll hear the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks. Ready for this? 8-point favorite tonight. Total of 232. I'm going to take the under again. I took the under in the opener when Hawks and Rockets went, and they came way under. I feel like I'm taking the under again tonight. Falcons are catching 4 points from the Washington Commanders. Here to talk about that game and more for the Falcons, Joe Patrick, our Falcons reporter, joins us here on A to Z. Joe, happy Thanksgiving, brother. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too, Mark. Thanks for having me on, man. Good to talk to you.
All right. Our boy Arthur Smith. A little bit flustered this week, would you say, after things the way things went down last week? Kind of what's the tenor and the feeling this week around the facility?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a little bit up in the air. I mean, the way that the game went last week, obviously you get the win against the Bears in a kind of a what I've been kind of terming a crossroads game. I mean, the Falcons really had to have that one if they wanted to be competitive, you know, with the it being this kind of playoff hunt the rest of the year. But obviously you come out of that game with, you know, a major, major injury, too, maybe, if you include Taquan Graham, but obviously the one with Kyle Pitts. And, you know, I think that that sets up a game against Washington that's going to be very interesting to see the way that the Falcons go about dealing with his loss in this game. And I tend to think we're going to see something pretty different from this team. Not necessarily in the way the game is called in terms of run pass, that kind of disparity. But I think we've got to see a little bit more spread it out, especially against a team like Washington that's so good up front. And I feel like if you try to go power against power with them, without a guy like Kyle Pitts who can stretch the field, that's kind of that's dangerous. And so I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see the way that Arthur Smith goes about this. But I think he's been clear in saying that, you know, this coaching staff is going to have to go back to the drawing board and find some solutions that they, you know, haven't necessarily needed to go to when they've had a guy like Kyle Pitts in the fold this year.
Yeah, and I wonder what you think of the matchup. I think this is a terrible matchup for the Falcons, both offensively and defensively. I think that they are on the wrong side of this one. I think it's going to be bad news for them on Sunday in Washington. You know, and what I said earlier in the show was, you know, we spent so much time focusing on, you know, the Falcons' offense against the Commanders' defense. I get irritated that we're not talking enough about how bad the Falcons' defense is and why it feels like they're getting a pass for poor play. You know, if they played a little better, maybe Mariota wouldn't have to have so much pressure on him to win. Wouldn't have to have so much pressure on him to make a play. Maybe I'm bending over backwards here to try to defend Mariota, which I shouldn't do, but I don't know. For a team that can't get off the field on third down, one of the worst pass defenses in the league, one of the worst total defenses in the league, one of the worst scoring defenses in the league, it's like we're not ever screaming enough about how bad the defense is.
Yeah, it's a frustrating defense to watch at times for sure. And I think earlier this season, at least you had this kind of you know, at least they were creating some turnovers, and they were doing some things that gave the offense a chance to win these games. And now it does feel like the offense has to put, you know, 30 points or close to it on the board in order for the team to be competitive in a game. And listen, they've had a lot of injuries. The secondary has been totally depleted, and I do think that A.J. Terrell coming back is obviously a big deal, not just because of the quality that we know that he has, but the fact that this Falcons secondary has been without both him and Casey Hayward for a large chunk of the season, and without your starting two cornerbacks, every NFL team is going to struggle, because then you can't get in those press coverages. That helps or hurts you in terms of getting to the quarterback. You know, it just sets a whole series of bad effects in motion for you. So I do think that this Falcons defense, it has to improve. It has to improve. Like, I want to look on the bright side of it and say, like, yeah, Arnold Ebikadi has been getting better throughout as the season has gone on. Troy Anderson, he's been good in some moments. But overall, Troy Anderson is still not a linebacker that you would want on the field for the majority of snaps. And I think that that's proven by the fact that the coaching staff isn't putting him out there for a majority of snaps. Arnold Ebikadi is getting the playing time, but he has not had the sack numbers that we might have expected coming into the season. So I think that there is still a lot to prove for this Falcons defense. But, you know, you are getting some decent play from those guys, so maybe that's a good enough building block for you to feel good enough about going forward into next year. A guy, honestly, if we're looking at focusing on this defense and kind of, you know, being nitpicky here, you know, Richie Grant is a player who I thought was going to develop a lot more this year. He's had some good moments, but I really feel like when he is truly tested, you know, this team has been really picked apart by, you know, prolific passing offenses, and in a passing league, that's something that this team is going to have to lock down. And obviously in this game, we know Tyler Heinicke, he kind of tore this team up last year. It'll be very interesting to see how they're able to go about, you know, stopping this good wide receiver core that the Redskins bring, or that the Commanders bring into this game.
Joe Patrick, Falcons reporter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons and Commanders Sunday right here, 1 o'clock kick. We'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You look at where this team is offensively. Now that they won't have Kyle Pitts, it feels like it's going to be on Arthur Smith to devise some level of game plan to be able to find a way to score points. I mean, the last time they didn't have Kyle Pitts in a game was a Tampa Bay game. They didn't find the end zone until the midway through the fourth quarter in that game.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is a better Commanders defense than that Buccaneers defense was back in week 4 or 5, whatever it was. So, how hard is it going to be for the Falcons to score this weekend?
It's going to be very hard. And again, I'm going to go back to when you look at this team up front, what they're facing in, you know, two defensive tackles in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, two of the better ones that you'll find in this league. going up against a Falcons offensive line. Now, we've given the Falcons offensive line a lot of credit this year, and I think in some respects they have stepped up. We've seen Caleb McGarry have a good season, I think better than a lot of people would have anticipated. But when you look at the weakness of this Falcons offensive line, which there are weaknesses on it, it's that interior, and especially that left guard spot that's kind of been a rotating door of different guys. And Chuma Doga, who started last week, is questionable going into this one. And then Drew Dolman, a center who obviously got the job for the first time this year, has been very up and down this season. And you never know how, you know, he's going to be able to handle that kind of interior pressure that he's going to be facing. We saw how it worked out in the last time he went up against a stud interior defensive lineman in Carolina, and it was really, really bad. And again, especially going back out onto the road, the last time they were on the road was that dreadful Thursday night game in Carolina. You wonder how this team is going to perform, because they just haven't seemed to be as sharp. You know, the rhythm offensively has not been there when they've gone on the road this season. You referenced that Bucs game was another one. So can they do that this week? Maybe, but I'm not really expecting it based on what we've seen, you know. And again, I think you're totally right, Mark, that when you just look at the matchups across the board, it's tough to see the Falcons coming out of this one.
Yeah.
Honestly, even covering the spread, honestly.
Well, I said the bet that I would make, and I got to wait till tomorrow till the team totals come out. But when they do, if the Falcons is at 20.5, I'm taking the under. You know,
yeah.
I think it'll probably be set at closer to 18, 17.5, 18 is what I honestly think it's going to end up being at. But I'm not even sure they get there. And I don't want to look too far out here, Joe, but, you know, next week against the Steelers, too, another tough physical defense that can smack you around and stops the run as good as anybody. It's like both of these defenses take away the one thing you do well, and you're asking Mariota in both of these cases to go out and win you a game with no real, you know, dynamic weapons in the passing game. It's just a bad recipe. I mean, you know, again, not getting too far ahead, but you can go from 5-6 to 5-8 and your season feels almost over in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And just really quickly to add on to that, you know, if you do go from 5-6 to 5-8, you go from being in the playoff hunt to potentially, depending on how results go around the league, you could be right back into that kind of top 10 pick range, you know, just because of the way that teams are bunched up. So, you know, the fortunes of this team could change really quickly, kind of on a knife's edge, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this team deals with that big injury.
And you know, to the same end, look,
you're right.
The next four games in general, look, the Falcons have been bad on the road this year, okay? Their lone road win was a four-point win in Seattle. But other than that, they've struggled on the road to score. They get at Washington, home for the Steelers, and at the Saints and at the Ravens. I mean, you know, this is where I've applauded Arthur Smith all year long. We all have. Like us, those of us who are in the media room, we all talk about how great he is and how much he's meant for this organization. But even Arthur Smith being as good as he is, I have reservations about the next four games and how the heck they get out of here, at least with a 2-2 split.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you look back at some of the games that they've won, some of these kind of, you know, upsets they've had this year, when you look at the 49ers game, for example, weren't facing Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead out in that game.
Nope.
You know,
they got a pick six
for San Francisco. Yep, and they got a pick. Yeah, you're right. Chargers, even though they lost that game, weren't facing Joey Bosa. So they've missed actually a lot of kind of top talent that's played for other teams that they've played so far this year. So, yeah, I'm with you. I give a ton of credit to Arthur Smith and his coaching staff for what they've done so far this year, but still saying that, it's hard for me to foresee this ending in a positive manner. And hey, listen, this team is dealing with a record amount of dead cap. I think now I saw a stat that like there's more, you know, money being paid now that you've got Kyle Pitts injured, that is off the roster, basically not playing for you, than you have money that is actually playing for you.
Wow, that's
so
funny.
You know, you got to give Arthur Smith some credit, but yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, this team is going to be really, really tested in this last stretch of the season.
All right, real quick, Joe, I got about 30 seconds left. I know you're a soccer guy, but what did you think of the draw that the United States and England played to earlier today?
Listen, the game was boring, frankly.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I'm a soccer fan, and a lot of soccer games are boring. So let's get that out of the way. It was boring. Honestly, the result, you know, it's a decent result because no one expected you to do that with England. But also, it's not that great of a result because you really only needed to win. That was going to be the only thing that mattered, that made a difference for you. Otherwise, you know, this team is still going to have to beat Iran in the final group stage game. So that is really where this team is going to be tested.
Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Joe Patrick on Falcons, 92.9 The Game reporter here. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks for the time.
Will do. You too, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, brother. 404-741-0929 on Twitter, at Mark Zinno, MarkZinno. Coming up next, we will wrap things up here Get you set for the high school football show and some more Black Friday shopping. It's A to Z with Mark Zeno on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, online 92.9thegame.com and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeping you on top of the latest breaking sports news with A to Z with Mark Zeno.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Good song. Welcome back. Final segment here of A to Z, a.k.a. the smarter version of Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, online, 92.9thegame.com, the Odyssey app. Follow me on Twitter, at Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O. Give me a call at 404-741-0929. Your thoughts on the Falcons. I guess, you know, we haven't even talked Georgia Tech this weekend at all.
We have not.
Is there a reason for us to? Like, I'm not touching the number here, Georgia Lane 35 and a half. Like, no.
It's funny because I remember I was doing the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb and Garrett earlier in the week, and they kind of asked the same question, like, does UGA versus Georgia Tech mean anything anymore?
Well, I mean, it means it to Georgia in the sense that they want to have another undefeated season.
Yeah. I think it definitely means more to Tech fans, though.
Oh, of course. I mean, look, Tech's going to win one eventually.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, those games were competitive in, like, the 90s and early 2000s.
Paul Johnson won one.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it happens. But still, I don't know that, you know, in its current form, until Georgia Tech figures out what direction their program is going to go in, how much they're going to be able to, you know, make this thing competitive at any point in time.
Not until they get Deion Sanders, right?
I mean, look, if Matt Rhule is headed to Nebraska, like, I'm just curious who they're calling. Like, that's my other thing with Georgia Tech. Who are they calling to figure out if they want to who they want to hire?
Yeah.
Like, if you're only looking at the candidates that are standing right in front of you right now, like, I guess that's shame on you. Even if you want to sit and tell me, oh, Georgia Tech doesn't have the resources, they're already paying a fired coach, they're paying another fired AD, like, they're paying. Okay, fine. We can have that conversation. Fine. And if that's the conversation you want to have, fine, but then don't expect to get out of this anytime soon. That's just what it boils down to.
I agree. I do have I'm happy I remembered this because I heard you with on the Steakhouse earlier in the week.
Okay.
And I've got a beef with you.
Oh, beef away.
Why don't you like mac and cheese?
Oh. I never said I didn't like mac and cheese. I said it's overrated as a side dish. Especially on Thanksgiving.
Mac and cheese is incredible. It is one of the first things I go to on Thanksgiving.
Okay, didn't even make the table. And it never should make the table. Like, who needs another carb?
Never should make the table?
Who genuinely needs another carb on Thanksgiving?
I do.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I like mac and cheese. It's just, it's never something I run towards.
So what are you picking? What's your
easily.
Your favorite size?
Cranberry sauce.
Okay. I like cranberry sauce.
Even the one that comes out of the can because it goes...
Yep, yep.
Right on the plate and you just slice that up. Oh,
nice
yeah.
Nice and easy, yeah.
Take that stuff right out of the can, pop it open, and just start eating it, spooning it out.
Yep.
Sign me up. cranberry sauce, stuffing, green bean casserole, sweet potatoes, asparagus, broccoli, any green vegetable over mac and cheese, any size, way, shape, or form. Hell, if they do corn on the cob, I'd take that over mac and cheese.
Corn on the cob over mac and cheese. Interesting. Okay.
You know, I like there's just so many other sides to have. I would even have your, quote, dressing, whatever that is, over, you know, stuffing outside the bird is dressing. I don't know who you people are.
Funny. It's, so to me, I don't like either one, whether you call it stuffing or dressing. I've never stuffing. Been a fan of either.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a disdain for mac and cheese. It's right up there with, like, pepperoni as a pizza topping. It's just overrated.
Okay, so I can get behind
that. I like pepperoni.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
I like pepperoni as an Italian meat in several different things. On my pizza, it's overrated.
I can agree with that. Pepperoni.
Okay.
Pepperoni pizza is good, but, like, there are definitely way better options.
When it comes to toppings, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. There are, I mean, you know. I don't know. I just, I think people go so gaga over mac and cheese. I'm like, dude, a fourth grader can make it. Like, literally, you boiled pasta and added cheese. It's not really, oh, I'm sorry, you put it in the oven and then baked it. Okay, either way, it's two ingredients, pasta and cheese. What are we doing here? Find me anything else that you claim is good that has, you know, two ingredients in it. Oh, by the way, for you fools out there like, well, don't you like lobster mac and cheese? You realize when you go to, like, a restaurant and they give you lobster mac and cheese, you're not actually getting high-end lobster. You're getting the stuff out of a Ziploc bag from the grocery store.
The imitation
because
lobster.
your mac and cheese that costs, like, $9 as a side with lobster mac that costs $12, yeah, there's no lobster out there worth its salt that only costs $3. So just understand that. That's number one. Don't fool yourself into thinking, well, lobster mac. And, oh, by the way, if you have to add lobster to something to make it taste better, we've already failed at what it originally should taste like. I could put lobster in my cereal by that thing and it would taste better. So I don't need to hear your mac and cheese. You don't have it made by the right person. It doesn't matter who makes it. You took pasta, boiled it, added cheese, and baked it. Great. I think my 7-year-old twin sons can actually make that meal.
I think Dom and Vincent could do a pretty good job.
Just follow the instructions, kid. Take all the pasta, put it in the thing. Add cheese, put it in the oven. There you go. Hit the button. Good. In 30 minutes, you'll have baked mac and cheese. I'm just telling you. It's you know, I'll die on that hill all day long. That and kickers. I don't, you know. By the way, speaking of kickers remind me of bad beats. But speaking of bad beats, did you see what happened to Utah State and Boise State? Get this. You ready for this?
Okay.
This is a awful, and I mean awful, awful, awful. I'm so glad I stayed off this game. But this is one of the worst bad beats you will ever hear from. All right. Let me just pull this up here. So Utah State was a 17-point underdog in the game.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They are trailing 28-23 in the fourth quarter. All right? It's 28-23. They end up getting all the way down to the Boise 14-yard line on a 10-play drive and end up stalling out. So they were losing the game by 5, had a chance to go take the lead and win the game outright as a 17-point dog.
Right.
They then immediately give up a touchdown, okay? 91-yard touchdown run. Boise goes up 35-23. That's a 12-point differential. The spread,
right.
16.5-17. The very next drive, Utah State throws a pick six with exactly 30 seconds left.
Wow.
And ends up winning by 19.
That's the stuff that makes gamblers go crazy.
Stuff that you never, ever, ever, ever forget. Ever. So those are the kind of beats that just they rip your guts out and you just want to drive your car off a cliff.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people just walk away from gambling after stuff like that where it's just like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
I've simply had enough. Let's get your update here on some of the other college games that are going on right now because there are a bunch that are all being played. NC State in North Carolina, NC State up 14-10. UCLA in California just getting underway. Tulane defeated Cincinnati. So Tulane from the American ends up 10-2, while Cincinnati goes to 9-3. Texas beat Baylor 38-37. We got a couple of games in the SEC. It was one game in the SEC today. It's Missouri and Arkansas. Missouri is up 20-14. Yeah, buddy. I backed Missouri getting 3.5 today. And then tonight you'll get Florida, Florida State. A lot of good Friday games on in college today. So, and a big slate, of course, tomorrow. Last regular season game of the year, and then we get championship weekend and bowl season all coming up here. College football flew by, bro.
It always does.
I mean, it went.
College football flying. NFL. The NFL is flying by. Like we're.
See ya.
Well, we're going into week, what, 11, week 12?
Yeah, well.
Like it's. All of this stuff flies by. It comes and goes so fast.
No, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. So, well, look, brother, it's been great working with you, as always. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend. I hope that you have many more wonderful side dishes
that you enjoy. Same to you.
It's okay. I'm going to survive without any of your side dishes. Everything is just wonderful. Coming up next, we are going to get to the high school football show here. Get you guys set up for a big weekend in high school football as well. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Mark Zinno, MarkZinno. Again, don't forget to follow the station at 929TheGame. Listen live online, 929TheGame.com on the Odyssey app. For Dom Shirarsky, I'm Mark Zinno. This has been A to Z. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, folks. Don't take any crap from anybody. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.